It was the Arab League, you'll recall, that invited NATO into Libya and initiated the events that resulted in the change of regimes in that country. Now an Arab League plan to stop the violence in Syria has been accepted by the Syrian government. Unrest nevertheless continues. We're joined now by Anthony Shadid. He's the Beirut Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Arab League is uniquely credible here as an interlocutor in these various Arab Spring uprisings. What do you make of this agreement?
Well, I'm not sure it's uniquely positioned here. It's pretty much the only game in town at this point when it comes to the Syrian uprising. The Turks had tried their hand at diplomacy. That failed. The United States and Britain have gone as far as calling on President Bashar al-Assad to resign. And the Arab League seemed like the only mediator out there, for the Syrians at least, in trying to, if not reach an end to this uprising, at least buy time for the government. And I think that's what a lot of opposition figures are seeing this agreement as first and foremost, and that is to buy time for the Syrian government.
Might it mean that you get a chance to go inside Syria? One of the terms of the agreement is that journalists will be accredited inside Syria.
That's right. The agreement itself is expansive, and it does outline at least a roadmap that, if fulfilled, would probably bring, if not an end to the uprising, at least outline a path toward negotiations between the opposition and the Syrian government. It calls on Syria to remove all the tanks and armored vehicles from streets of rest of cities and towns, to halt violence against protesters, to release as many as 70,000 prisoners. And as you pointed out, one of those steps is also to bring in monitors as well as international and Arab media.
So, Anthony Shadid, I understand that the Arab League might, be satisfied with Bashar Assad agreeing to this, but the president of Syria's issue is not with the Arab League. It's with the protesters in the streets and in the various cities around Syria. Any sense of what they think of this deal?
Well, I think, we have to think, when we look back at the agreement itself, it's interesting to look at the comments made by the Qatari official who helped broker this agreement. And he said, this is great that we have an agreement in principle, at least, but we're going to await to see these steps implemented on the ground. So I think even in the announcement of the agreement, there was a sense of, let's see what happens. Let's see if action is actually taken inside Syria. The opposition was very sober in its response to the agreement. Again, I think it echoed what the Qatari officials said, and that is, let's see these steps being taken on the ground. We haven't seen that today, although there was no specific timetable on when Syrian forces had to withdraw. In Homs, probably the most restive of Syrian cities, there were 7 people killed today. There are reports of gunfire there and even reinforcements heading to the city. So we haven't seen any steps taken so far. Again, it's only 12 hours since the announcement, a little more than that. But I don't think there's a lot of optimism out there that this is going to be necessarily a breakthrough.
Although in the guarded response from opposition sources, and we're likely to get more in the coming hours, Anthony Shadid, any sense that there is a feeling of, we better take this because there's a weariness to all the violence?
Well, I think you see a divide between opposition inside Syria, opposition figures inside Syria, and what's called the Syrian National Council abroad. I think opposition figures inside Syria are willing to sit down with the government and try to figure something out. I think you're seeing a little bit more reluctance on the part of the opposition abroad, and I think the government itself is more reluctant to negotiate with those figures abroad than it is people it knows inside Syria and that it's dealt with before.
Indeed. Anthony Shadid, Beirut Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, on the Arab League agreement. Apparently agreed to by the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad, although particular details and implementation of that deal remains to be seen on the ground. Thank you, Anthony.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.